Okay. So we learned in your mind, and you don't have the respect for the learning, you're not going to be able to learn it properly. And then he said one line there, and then he went back and said, but remember that don't focus on your extra mind, Musar. Then you're never going to get into learning, so you're never going to have that thing, which is there's no. And then he said, there's no point in the Yiras Shamayim if you don't have learning. And we give it to you. Without Yiras Shamayim, without Torah, having the Yiras Shamayim is not useful. Okay, now he goes on now. And he says that even though I said that you have to focus on Yiras Shamayim when you are learning, but this idea of focusing on Yiras Shamayim in your learning should be done before you start learning. Before you start learning, you focus and you say, Hashem, I'm learning your Torah. I'm learning the Chochmah of Hashem. But what are you supposed to think about? Here's the million-dollar question. This was a big point of contention between the Chassidim and what he's writing here. What are you supposed to think about while you're learning? So some would say, well, you're supposed to be thinking about that this is getting me closer to Hashem. This is the process to get closer to Hashem. So Nefesh HaChaim says, no, you don't think about that while you're learning. First of all, how can you concentrate on the sugya when you're thinking about that this is getting me, you're meditating? It's before. But during the learning, what, you're meditating now? You're not meditating, you have to concentrate on the sugya. So what are you thinking about? You're thinking about it. If you would be a ganiv, you would lie, you would say this, you would want to do that, you grab the talit. Okay, so what, that doesn't sound so spiritual, right? So Nefesh HaChaim says like this, Ubishat and Perek Yud. Ubishat ha'esek v'ayun batorah, but at the time that you're actually osek and me'ayen, when you're actually delving into the Torah, vaday, it's clear, she'ein tzarich oz le'inyin ha'dveikus klal. At that point, there is no inyan in the dveikus to Hashem. You don't think about how is this getting me closer to Hashem at that point. She'ba'esek v'ayun levad, because the actual involvement in the learning, hu davuk b'ritzoinot, I'm anyway davuk to Hashem. V'diburo yitvarach, and to Hashem is dibur. V'hu yitvarach v'ritzono v'diburo chad. Hashem, his ratzon, and his dibur are all one. So when you are davuk to the ratzon Hashem, at that moment, you don't need to say, at that moment, that I'm davuk to Hashem. I'm davuk to the ratzon of Hashem. So that's enough. That is being davuk to Hashem himself. Okay? So, it's like, let me give a very coarse, not a good example at all. Horrible example, but just to bring out the point. If a person, let's say, your wife went away. A person's wife went away from the house. She went away for a day, she went away for a couple of days, and she leaves you a list of things. At that moment, she calls you up and she says, why don't you call me to say that you love me? I have to call you to say I love you? What do you think I'm doing right now? I'm reading the list that you gave me to figure out what to do for the house. I'm trying to figure out what to do first. I need to tell you that I love you? I'm telling you that I'm trying to do exactly what you, I'm reading the list. I'm trying to figure out which one you would want me to do first. all my energy is going into that, and I'm going to do it. So I don't. So he's saying that the connection to the Torah itself, that's the connection to the Ratzon of Hashem, and the connection to the Ratzon Hashem is the connection to Hashem, and it doesn't, and therefore that is the expression of the Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch. That's what he says. So let's read that again. By the mere fact that you're osek in the learning, who davuk birtzono, that is the way to be davuk, that is the way to cling to the Ratzon Hashem, v'dibura yitbarach, v'hu yitbarach birtzono, v'diburochad, and Hashem is one. V'hu, and this is inyan ma'amaram zal, b'shmois rabba, this is the inyan of what it says in Chazal. Adam lokeach chefetz. Normally, if you buy something, Shema Yoch. Do you have any ownership over the seller? No. Aval, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nosan Torah LiYisrael, but by Matan Torah, it's not like that. Hashem gave us the Torah. Vo'imer lahem, kaviyachol, li atem lokum. You're not buying the Torah. You're not getting the Torah. You're getting me. That's what Hashem says. It's unlike every other purchase of anything else in the world. Anything else in the world, the giver, the creator of the item has nothing to do with the purchase. Here, the transfer of ownership, Hashem says, you're not just getting the Torah. You're getting me. So Nefesh HaChaim is explaining the Midrash. What does it mean you're getting me? It means that this is the way to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The way to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Torah. And therefore, by having Torah, you're having a connection to Hashem himself. It's not just something outside of him. It's a connection to Hashem himself. And this is the famous statement in the Zohar. And the Torah, Chad, is one. So he's not even focusing on the Yisrael part. He's just focusing on Kucha Brichu V'Iraisa Chad. Why? Because that, like we said, the deepest nekuda of a person is not just what they say, it's their Ratzon, what they want. And like we said, at some point when you ask someone, why did you do this? So they say, well, because this is more valuable and it's a good deal. Okay. Why do you think that way? And eventually, you know what the answer is? You ask your kids, why do you want to do that? Eventually, what's the answer? What does it boil down to? And once they say that point, you can't go further. Because I want to.
Yeah.
Why do? Because I want to. Well, what are you going to argue? The deepest point of the person, I want to, that drives everything else. There's nothing else to say after that. So what does Hashem want? The Torah. The Ratzon Hashem is expressed in the Torah. So that's the deepest connection to Kodesh Baruch. Hashem says, I want it. Well, why Paraduma? Because I want it. So that's it. So you can't, there's no more, why do you want it? Because I want it, right? So the connection to the Torah is the connection to the Ratzon Hashem. And that's Kodesh Baruch Hu saying, now, if you control someone's Ratzon, you really control them. Right? If you can control someone's desire, someone's, you know, psychological state, you really control the person. Like there's a Rashi in Chumash, it says, Vayikach Korach, and Korach took 250 people. So Rashi meant says, lokham bidvarim. He took them with his words. Why does Rashi say that? Because you can't take 250 people. Where'd you take them? To your backyard? Maybe you put them in a shovel? How do you take 250 people? What is the pasuk saying? Vayikach Korach. What do you mean he took? What did he take? So the answer is, he took the people. Well, how do you take them? Because he convinced them. You convince the person, you took him. You have him. He's now yours. What do you mean he's yours? He's free. He can go play golf. He's going to play golf as your slave. So, yeah. You have him. You have his mind. What he rest doesn't matter. That's the whole idea of a cult. El Kut Shabrichu, a strong lashon of the Zohar. You heard that lashon from the Zohar. Zohar says, "V'olifna the Kut Shabrichu Torah Ikri." The nickname of Hashem is Torah. That's a description of Hashem Himself. So when a person, so now says Nefesh HaChaim, as long as your attitude and your learning is, I'm coming to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in your learning, what do you need more than that? You're not going to start saying Tehillim and trying to connect to Hashem. What? You're learning the Ratzon Hashem itself. You don't need to be worried about, you know, how am I connecting? You're connected. In the connection, that is the biggest connection. So there's no reason to try to scrape for more. So therefore, he says the recipe is, before you sit down and learn, you put in perspective, what am I learning? I'm learning the Ratzon Hashem. I'm learning the Das of Hashem. I'm learning the understanding, the Ratzon, the will, the desire of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then when you sit down and learn, you're connected. So now you don't have to think every time, oh, am I connected now? How's it going? Check, you know, like I keep on getting pop-up here. Your connection is unstable. Unstable? Well, what's unstable? I'm learning Gemara, Rashi, Tosfot. This is, I'm learning Psukim and Chavish and Tanakh. I'm learning Rashi. I'm learning Midrashim. What's better than that? You don't need more than that. So therefore, he says, this is the answer to all the people that said, well, there's no spiritual. I'm not feeling it. I don't feel spiritual. I feel spiritual when I meditate. I feel spiritual when I say Tehillim or whatever. I don't feel spiritual when I learn Baba Kama. So the answer is, we don't really care if you feel spiritual. It's not about that. You are connected to Hashem. That's what matters. And therefore, that's once you start learning, that's what you should think about. How to understand the sugya the best. The more you understand the sugya, the more you're connected. Okay? So that's the story here. Okay, let's stop here. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick it up next week. Okay, guys? Call to